Everybody, we're back. Actually, it's not we're back. It's just me, Marcus. But it's still a little pocket awareness with Marcus and Chris. But I'm live. I'm live in Mobile, Alabama at the Senior Bowl, checking out all the quarterbacks of the Senior Bowl and actually just all the action, covering everything for Raiders Wire as well. So go ahead and hit me with the follow as well at the Mark John NFL. Go ahead and hit my man Chris. He's not here, but go ahead and follow him as well at King Manelos on Twitter. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at ALPA underscore QB1. That is ALPA underscore QB1. Make sure you follow us there on Twitter. And then you make sure you follow us on Instagram, too. That's ALPA underscore QB1. Also, with the podcast, you got to subscribe to the podcast as well. It's you got to make sure you want to listen to us, right? So you got to go ahead to iTunes, hit the little pocket awareness in the iTunes, you know, hit the download button. Go ahead, follow us there and subscribe. Go ahead, leave us a review. And then also go ahead to the Spotify. That's a little pocket awareness. Sorry about that. Hit the download button for the Spotify and come out and check us out, man. Got a lot of good content. You can check out all the old episodes that we covered all through the season. So make sure you follow us everywhere. And, you know, this is a good week. It's been cold, but you know we make it happen. You know I'm from Arizona, so it was cold as hell. But you know we made it happen. You know, checked out all the quarterbacks. You know, Justin Herbert, Jordan Love, Anthony Gordon, Steven Montez, Shea Patterson. Everybody came out here. It wasn't the best performances by the quarterbacks out here. I would say myself. Was some good shining moments, but there was no straight standout moments that I could think of off the top of my head. But there was some good throws. You know, I missed Jalen Hurts too. He's out here as well. I thought Jalen had some good performances today. Definitely on day two. Day one, he looked a little shaky to start off, but he's easing into it. I think day three is gonna be big for him and his draft status. He had some good throws today. Had a good one to Denzel Mims, who also had a real good day today. He's having a real good Senior Bowl as well, is Mims. Hurts has some really great passes, and he had another great pass in 11-on-11s. So with the hitting the over route, very, very accurate right to the tight end. So straight off of a good play action pass. So Hurts, he's kind of showing that maybe he could be a viable NFL quarterback. I mean, he's not having a bad week. Like I said, he started off really slow, but he's starting to pick it up a little bit today and has some really good throws. So if he can continue to grow on the day and on the practice day three with another day in the pads and have another good practice and have some more good throws on 11 and 11s, I mean, he can start to catch the eye of some scouts. I mean, he definitely could tell he doesn't have the zip on his throws like, you know, some of the other quarterbacks do here. And you could tell, you could definitely feel that the first day when the ball was definitely missing passes, especially when he was missing passes early the first day with some of the throws that he was making, them kind of floating in the wind. But, you know, Jalen, he picked it up today. So he definitely had a good day. And I expect him to have another good day tomorrow. And if he can build on that, man, you never know. Surprised me today. I was not the highest guy on Jalen, you know, but he definitely surprised me today with a good performance. So I was really happy to see that and happy for Jalen because he definitely is a good guy. He had a great interview his first day of media day. They gave him the helmet with the Oklahoma and the Alabama on both sides. So that was it was very good for his image and definitely. I bet he's a great interview and a great leader. So Jalen, he definitely helped himself this week. I would say he definitely didn't hurt himself. Another guy that the quarterback position that needed a big week was Jordan Love. And I thought Jordan Love came in and very solidified himself as a first-round pick. I think definitely showed his talent. Has a lot of zip on that ball. Definitely was throwing it through the wind. That's why I really like about the Senior Bowl is you get that late – January playoff weather, you know, and you get to see who can throw the ball in cold weather, because I mean that's very important in January is whipping that ball through the cold weather, especially if you go to one of these AFC North teams or any team that plays in the cold a lot, like the AFC East, you're playing in Buffalo, you definitely need a quarterback who could whip that ball through the wind. And Jordan Love definitely showed he could do that this week. Definitely showed some great movement, had some good throws today, had a lot of good throws yesterday. Day one, Tuesday, he was very definitely, like I said, definitely solidified himself as a first round pick going forward. One little rumor I did hear that he was he met with the Raiders. It wasn't really a rumor; it was kind of a tweet from my man Vinny that I met out here. Definitely a good guy from the Las Vegas Review Journal. Tweeted about with an interview that he had with him that he actually met with the Raiders. So that's very interesting that he actually met with that team, because you could debate they're definitely looking for a new quarterback. And Jordan Love, I mean, he the way he looked out here, he's definitely something you could work with. I mean, he definitely didn't miss a lot of throws. That's what I would say. He didn't overthrow anybody. He had a couple ugly moments in 11-on-11s, but nobody was open on some of his some of those moments. But he did have some kind of misses at those points. But, you know, during the 1-on-1s, and at those moments, man, he was throwing some dimes and he was hitting people right on the money. So I think, like I said, he really helped himself this week. Even though, like, it really wasn't any standout performances, but he came out here and just showed that arm. You saw the talent, and that's something you can work with. And, you know, if he's having some good meetings, I mean, that's another part of it that, you know, I can't let you know about. But if he's having some good meetings out there, I mean, he could definitely help himself this week with the way he displayed his talent, some of his throws that he's making out there. So, yeah, Jordan Love had a good week. He's definitely helped himself as well. I liked Justin Herbert had a really good day one. Day two, I mean, he was definitely it was okay. I mean, it didn't nothing really crazy. Nothing really stood out. But he was really strong day one. Day one, he had some great throws in the 11-on-11s, man. He was really whipping that ball through the wind. Like I said, just like Jordan Love, you can see he has a really strong arm. It definitely just looked effortless when he lets that ball go. It looks really, really good when he was throwing the ball out there. So Herbert has really helped himself, too. I feel like I keep saying that, but a lot of the quarterbacks did. I mean, especially Jalen. I thought Jalen really had a good day today. I definitely, especially after day one, where, you know, people are probably, you know, that guy's not a quarterback. They're probably, you know, I heard they already asked him to switch positions and stuff like that. For him to bounce back and have the day that he had today with some of the throws that he was making, that was very good for him. So, but Herbert did the same thing. Herbert had some really good throws day one, where, like, on 11-on-11, he had this one dime he threw about 40 yards down the field. Perfect dime, and you know, he definitely looks like he was in full control. Definitely was like he was picking up the information, knew where to go with the football, knew when to check down, knew when to you know, he wasn't really forcing the ball into coverage. So he definitely looked like he was for sure the best quarterback here. Like I know a lot of people like Jordan Love, and Jordan Love is probably way more talented, but I feel like Herbert kind of he was the best quarterback here. I mean, it started there day one. I know day two, Jordan Love had a better day, but you know, Justin Herbert is kind of just maybe, you know, a lot of people aren't, you know, mentioning him after he did day one, because he kind of once he went out there day one and had the day that he had, I was like, okay, most go with Herbert. But you know, I know some people like Love and they'll go with Love as well, and I can see that, you know. I haven't done a deep dive into these quarterbacks yet, and I really want to do that. And you know, so, you know, you gotta. I always believe in charting quarterbacks, because it's always one of the most important things that you can do when you're looking at quarterbacks is charting them. Because if you're not charting them, you know, you're not trying to see where they're throwing outside the numbers. Like, you got to know where they're throwing outside the numbers, where they're throwing outside to the numbers to the left. You know, kind of really break them down, you know, to very meticulous kind of breakdown that you need to kind of look at these quarterbacks on a deeper level. And if you don't look at them that way on a deeper level, then you're kind of behind the eight ball. You're kind of just guessing. You're kind of just, oh, what is that read or whatever, you know. Especially to understand leverage and defensive leverage, you got to really have a deep dive on quarterbacks, to me, to even have a to say they need to go to the next level. And you know, this week, you know, you get through the process and you can kind of see what's going on here. But, like, I mean, you still – I mean, there's really no pressure. They're playing cover one or cover three. It's, they're not getting any crazy reads. And, I mean, I think it's more – it's a bad look if you came out here and you looked really bad, you know, or looked terrible. You know, if you came out here and you looked horrendous – like some of the other quarterbacks have looked pretty bad. I'm not going to say horrendous. I mean, that's kind of messed up to say. But like a guy like Jordan Love and a guy like Justin Herbert, they're supposed to come out here and look good because it's just practice, you know. And if you're a first-round pick, you should look good in these moments because you should be able to throw dimes in the one-on-ones because you're just basically just going through a rhythm throw. It's a rhythm throw that you – know what you're going to do. You know where you're going to go with it. Nothing's going to break off your timing. You should look good out here. Like, you should not be looking, missing throws or doing anything like that. So, Jordan Love, Justin Herbert, I think they're neck and neck, man. I don't know. I think Love could help himself, man. He could push to get deeper in the top 10 if he does better with his evals, because I think he has the higher upside of some of these other quarterbacks. So maybe, you know, it sounds crazy for me to say this, but maybe the highest upside of any of these quarterbacks in the draft is Jordan Love. So if you look at it from that aspect and his ceiling with his athleticism, which his athleticism is better than Justin Herbert's, and Justin Herbert's a good athlete, his arm is probably is better or even just as good as Justin Herbert's. So it's he has a chance to catapult himself. I mean, he had the arrest right before the bowl was dumb, and he's gonna be might hopefully doesn't get hurt for that. I mean, but it could hurt him, especially at that moment, and you know, before a bowl game, and you know, you're about to hit the draft, man. You just can't be doing dumb stuff like that. Got to keep yourself clean, get through the process. You know what I mean? And you know, try to be the highest draft pick you can be. But, you know, I think they can find a way to work it out. I think if they try to push through, Jordan Love can maybe push himself into the top 10 with the talent and the week that he had. And I think Herbert, I think he kind of has pushed himself into the area as well with somebody that will want a quarterback or draft one, because he's somebody that you could see has the talent, and then maybe you could hit something or spark something. Because, you know, when you break down Herbert, you know, his average depth of target is pretty low. It's like 8.8. I mean, that's pretty low for college football. A lot of screens. To see him come out here and, you know, run the play action, look good, make good throws, it was very good for him as well. So, you know, a couple other quarterbacks out here that I really enjoyed. I really liked Anthony Gordon. Well, actually, I really didn't like Anthony Gordon. Let me take that back. Sorry. Sorry for all the listeners out there. I mean, I didn't like him this week. He really struggled today. Had some bad throws. Had some ugly throws. He had KJ Hill on a perfect post route. The ball just got lost in the wind on him. But he looked like he was trying to throw a straight seam route or something, and just missed him. Missed him by a mile. Anthony Gordon, which I was kind of, you know, seeing some tape. And watching a couple games, I thought he would look a lot better. I thought his arm would be better out here in these conditions. And he kind of just sometimes the ball would float, you know. Yeah, he got bailed out by James Prochet at one point this week. But it was really up and down for him all day, man. And you know, he's a good interview, good guy though. Definitely good guy to talk to. Great personality, but definitely didn't have the best day. Steven Montez, he definitely did not have a good day either. Missed a lot of throws. It was pretty awful. He was missing. He had Van Jefferson not showing off his skills, because Van Jefferson was getting out of his breaks, and Steven Montez would just airmail it, throw it. The wrong play. I don't know. He just was everywhere with the football. Just didn't really know what he was doing. I felt like he was kind of lost out there. So not that much about Steven Montez. I don't feel like he's gonna get drafted. I feel like I kind of bashing the guy, but you know, it is what it is. I just say what I saw. That's what I saw. That's I went out there. I watched it. Didn't look good. Sorry, man. Shea Patterson. I mean, he was. he was up and down. I think Shea kind of helped himself this week too. I think he made a little money. I think people might see his athleticism. He has a good arm, but he's had some wild throws too. He had an ugly pick, just airmailed it. I mean, it wasn't picked off; it was dropped. But he really missed that throw. I mean, right read, just missed a throw. I mean, you could look at it that way if you want to make excuses. But he was up and down. Like one minute he would look pretty good, the next minute you're like, ugh. You know, next minute you look pretty good, and the next minute you're like, ugh. It was kind of back and forth with Shea. But Shade, I mean, I think some coaches are going to be like, well, you know, he's coached by the right guy, Jim Harbaugh. He kind of knows what he's doing, smart. He might be at some good meetings and stuff like that and try to make something up about him to convince themselves that, you know, they could do something, especially if he has a good combine because he's very quick. He's athletic. You can tell by that. But, I mean, I wouldn't touch him. That's just my opinion. I wouldn't do it. Somebody else might do it. I wouldn't do it. I'm staying away. I'm staying away, very far away from Shea Patterson. But if you want to try it, go ahead. I know maybe some NFL teams want to take a chance on the, you know, talent that's kind of there because, you know, he's still undersized too, you know. But I wouldn't do it. If you want to go ahead and do that, go ahead. You try it, all right? NFL teams, you go ahead and give that a shot. But, you know, that's basically it. I mean, that's basically the quarterbacks out here. Some other players that look really good. I mean, I'm a big Van Jefferson fan. Definitely loved his game when he was running out here. Colin Johnson has had a good week. I think he definitely showed that he can run routes better than I thought he could. And definitely had a really way improved. He must have been working on his release ever since we got out of the bowl game because it was pretty nice this week. Definitely has some drops, though. Definitely needs to get rid of the dropsies. So you got the dropsies, man. You got to get them dropsies gone. But he was another good wide receiver. Mac from Ohio State, man, that guy kind of showed out, man. He showed out this week. Definitely had a good week. Was a late add and just came out here and balled. So he was going to be drafted for sure. And if he doesn't, some teams are going to take him undrafted and they're going to be pretty happy because I feel like Ohio State receivers are pretty damn polished. They're pretty polished because KJ Hill had a good week too. And I feel like they're underused for some reason. I feel like that they're not used right because they should be displayed, their route running ability and their ability to beat press. They come out to the Senior Bowl and they just start balling out. It's crazy. I don't know what they're doing over there to not show. Cause I mean, I'm watching KJ Hill, you know, maybe I'm just missing it, but the guy I saw here is not the guy that I saw on tape. So it's like, what do I go with? Cause then you watch Terry McLaurin, you know, same thing. It's like the guy that I watched at the Senior Bowl is not the guy that is on tape. So, and then put the guy that was at the Senior Bowl is the guy that's in the NFL now. So, say, you know, it's kind of how you want to look at it. I think the one-on-ones out here with the wide receivers in the corners is like the prime viewing out here, and it shows a lot. And the same way with the one-on-ones, the defensive line, the O-line. And I feel like those are the best positions you can evaluate out here at the Senior Bowl because, you know, you see Javon Kinclaw, and he's out there just dominating. It's pretty easy to see why it could be a top 10 pick. You know, it's very easy to see. Or then you see Cushenberry, you know, from LSU, Lloyd Cushenberry, the center, and then you see him dominate as a center, and you see why he's a first-round center, you know. And you definitely see these things in the matchups from the O-line and D-line. It's different from quarterback. You don't get to see those things when you're looking at the quarterbacks because, I mean, you're just seeing them do the basic throws and they go through the basic reads and you don't really see them deal pressure too much, you know, because they can't be hit. But, you know, it's the wide receivers and DBs and the O-line, D-line can really be evaluated here. I think those are the places you can really make money. I think linebacker too, you sure you can make some coverage in linebacker. You can make a lot of money here. Those are my favorite positions to watch out here for myself. And I thought Van Jefferson, you know, I'm a big Dane Jackson guy. I feel like I've been talking about him so much, but I'm really high on Dane Jackson. He had a great week. You know, it's been fun out here, man. I'm having a good time. Check us out. ALPA_QB1 on Twitter. ALPA_ QB1 on Instagram. Make sure you check us out. Follow and subscribe. It's a quick Senior Bowl report. I'm out.